Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That a hip hop, Atlanta Week, Future, Monster. You guys already do. I have to get no. Nah, I don't. You already know. You know where he from. You know what he do. Did we review this?
I don't think we reviewed this. We did another Future project though. I think. Yeah, because I don't remember this.
Didn't we do a Future project on the main channel though?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, I don't think it was this one.
It wasn't this one?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Monster. Not necessarily my favorite Future. My favorite Future project is 56 Nights. By far. That's my favorite shit. But this is a good one, though. This one's a good one. But all of Future's music, for me, fits in the same category, though. It's just bumping a whip music. This is, I don't listen to Future for lyrics. What he says honestly goes over my head. And some of the younger folk that I hang around, they be rapping this like it's the gospel. And I'm like, how? I be lost. But I fuck with Future because of the vibe he provides. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And his beats are hard. He's, I'm not going to say underrated beat picker, but his beats are definitely hard. He has some of the better beats in hip hop. But I'm not gonna front. When I'm in the mood for Future, this is not necessarily the project I come to. With that being said, like, it's cool. I feel like a weird relationship with Future. This is just not, I don't know, like, it's just,
yeah. You know, you guys have been following us for a minute. Y'all know Future's not really for me. But this was apparently part of his run.
It was.
56 Night was in there, and this one and something else. And I didn't know that at the time. I talked to Ashton from 3-Piece Set because they had came up here to record. And I asked him about it after I listened to this. And I was like, and I had a plan. I was like, damn, there's some banging beats on this shit. Mm-hmm. This actually sound hard as fuck. Now, I listen to a shit he's saying because I don't listen to what Future was saying. I was actually listening today. And I was like, oh, he's actually saying some stuff here or there when you kind of tune into the lyrics.
But
I can't remember what song it was.
But for me, it's hard to tune in. Like,
yes, it is.
And I love Throwaway. But not because of what he's saying. How he sounds on it, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just something in me that doesn't allow me to allow the words to penetrate my soul.
No, that's how I am with Future. That's why I don't connect with them. So when people say, oh, Future be, like you said, like people telling you Future be saying some shit, I'm like, what? Where? but yeah, that Fetty joint, man, that shit go, that shit nice. Harley, I think, must have been like a single because I remember that one. I feel like. I thought Monster was good.
I don't remember hardly.
Oh,
like yeah. not being
something like that. Yeah.
Being a single like out there on the radio. And stuff like
I've heard it a lot, so maybe it was,
really
must have been around some Future people.
I was gonna say, remember where you used to work?
Yeah, true. I don't think it ended well with Wesley Presley showed up, Matt Love and Codeine. I don't think I like Matt Love.
Codeine crazy? You know that?
Hell no.
Ken, you know that's like one of his biggest songs ever. But you don't like his other big song in March Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Coding Crazy
is one of his biggest songs.
Yeah, bro. That song is a cult classic. Yeah, bro. Coding Crazy's up
wow.
there. Yeah.
Wow. Did I like Throwaway? Savage is the one where you're talking about them girls, huh? I think. But yeah, man, I think I was actually a little surprised. I think I was surprised myself when I was like, damn, this actually don't sound that bad. these beats are actually pretty damn good. Very energetic.
Mm-hmm.
And I like his hooks on here. I liked how he was rapping on some of these songs. I'm like, oh shit. Damn. I don't think I was turning into a Future fan, but I was like, I actually think this is actually all right. Cause that mixtape run, I did not hear it when I went back and did my Future thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, what are y'all talking about? How did these three mixtapes, I think it was like three, was the ones that just put him on the map. How this is his best work. This shit don't sound good at all. And this has some flaws, but, you know, when I listen to it, that I don't like. But overall, I think some of the beats are definitely pretty good on here as well.
That's so. Never an issue for Future. You know, Ken, when I listen to Future, he's another instrument. He's not a rapper. Mm-hmm. Like, my ear does not hear him as a rapper. It hears him as another soundscape on top of the beat. And that's why I can't get with what he's saying. Like, it doesn't hit me that way. Like, the words don't hit me. I hear sound. I don't hear words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. So that's why I'm like, I understand why people fuck with Future, but I can never fuck with Future how the Future... The people that love Future mess with him. I can't get down to that level. I just can't. My brain doesn't process it that way.
Nah, I don't
but
either.
I do like him though. Like again, like I said, I'm gonna go first, Ken, with the favorites. I'm gonna go first with the favorites. This joint was dropped back in 2014. 13 songs, 46 minutes. Give me Monster. Give me Throwaway. Give me Fetty. And give me Coding Crazy.
My favorites, give me Radical, Monster, Throwaway, Fetty, and is it Tupac or Gangland that I like? Let's see. Gangland. Yeah, that'd be hard on that joint. Yep.
If you don't mention, don't trust her. Man, and then think about this, like, Future is one of the... He's one of the most used rappers in hip hop. And what I mean by that, a lot of his verses, a lot of his hooks get sampled. He has multiple producer tags. Young Metro don't trust me. That's Future. Who's the other one? He has like, it'll hit me. Mm. It'll hit me. He does Zayto, little kid. Yeah. Metro. There's another one. It's not hitting me right now. But he has two of them that I know. But yeah, man, look, Future, Monster. In all honesty, look, and this is no disrespect to Future. Outside of 56 Nights, I'm not interested in reviewing. Oh, you know, the joint that got Low Life on it, too. I like that one. I like that project. But there's only a select few Future projects, Ken, in the future that I would be okay with reviewing. I ain't trying to. Nah, I can't do it. I just can't do it. But look, Atlanta Week is going to conclude DE365-21 as we move forward to DE365-22. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Peace.